Neue Probleme Radio.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Neue Probleme Radio number 3. This time we've got Mutter, Mario, and an autumn song remixed by a young lad called Roa. But before, I'd like to present the story of a remarkable trove. Well, actually, it was not me, but Pernille who found the object.
It was the day before I went to Norway and I was going to the internet cafe and walked down the street. And then I saw this cupboard.
It's an ordinary wooden cupboard. 8 drawers, small rollings underneath. Nothing special at first glance. Bulky waste from the street.
I got back and then I was like, okay, it's still standing here. I have to get it before somebody gets it. And then I looked inside and then I saw a lot of cassettes.
Yeah, a hell lot of cassettes. 623 to be precise. All probably sorted, chronologically from 1962 until the year 2000, alphabetically from A to Z, starting with ABBA, AC/DC, Ackermann Jan, Alan Parsons Project, Allman Brothers, Allman Dwayne, Ambros Wolfgang, Armand Dude and the Animals, ending not with Dapper Frank, but with the 3 odd guys from ZZ Top. The covers are homemade in a minimal typewriter style. Name of the band, title of the song and the year. First typed with a typewriter, later printed and edited with a personal computer. As accurate as possible. Everything kept filed with a classification system based on a letter-figure combination. Archived in a small black address book. First page. Status October 1982. LPs 90. Cassettes 560. Recorded LPs 970. Recorded in full length 885. Bands 380. Beneath, status November 1984, etc., etc. All in all, the complete musical world of a person not known. Meatloaf, Charlie Daniels Band, Eros Ramazzotti, Gianna Nannini, Profumo, Kelly Family, Over the Hump, 1994, Kraftwerk, Ruckzuck, Stravotarius Megahertz, Autobahn, Ike and Tina Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, The Stone Roses, Galaxy 500, Joni Mitchell, Clouds, Holiday 1994, Remember, starts with 10cc Dreadlock Holiday, ends with Ace of Base, The Sign, Doop Doop. But who is that guy behind this collection? It must be a man with that sort of delusional sense of musical order.
I think he's maybe 50, between 45 and 50.
Why did he throw away this part of his life? Did he swap cassettes with a set of hard disks? Does an iPod have the capacity for 623 cassettes? What is that man doing right now? Where is he? Is he all right?
Yeah, I would like to meet him, and I tried to look if it was a number, but it wasn't. But I would like to say thank you for the great cassettes.
Do you think you will throw away the whole thing one day?
No, I'm not going to throw away anything, because somebody made the effort to like collect everything.
I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain.
huge tape collection ends in the year 2000. The last ones just somehow knocked together, the covers nervously scribbled with a pen, not decently printed. What happened? Someone who once lived in Moselstraße 68, Cologne, near the train station Südbahnhof. He knows. Dear sir, thank you and all the best to you.
Okay.
Mutter has always been there. Well, at least for 22 years now. The German, let's say, rock band was called Camping Sex before. They released quite a bunch of albums with titles like I'm Embarrassed of Thoughts That Would Offend Other People, Europe vs. America, or the brilliant album Hauptsache Musik, Music First. The band is currently working on new songs. We'll present Erfolg, Success, by Mutter, Mother.
Yeah.
I thought about going out every night and getting drunk. But then I don't really like drinking that much. Besides, you have to deal with a hangover afterwards. But I went out on Rosenmontag because I felt restless and an old friend of mine had invited me to join him and some other friends to go to the Barracuda bar. When I arrived there, it turned out to be a typical Carnival's fancy dress party, except for the music. I lasted for about 90 minutes. Not too bad, I thought. I particularly enjoyed watching a young woman dance because she paid a lot of attention to her footwork. People always forget that dancing is more than shaking your arms. By accident, I stood right next to Hans Nieswand. He was talking to some acquaintance and I became a bit obsessed with following their conversation. Maybe I could have had a brilliant career in the Stasi or something. But maybe that joke isn't so funny. Life starts in the morning and you can't keep it out, not even by not opening the curtains. Why isn't there an alternative between life and death? Maybe there is one and it's called existing, which is apparently what I chose to do, at least according to an ex-girlfriend. When she said that to me, it came as a shock. And as a consequence, I tried to live, but I found it rather strenuous. I've been thinking about self-pity and I think it's okay as long as it doesn't last too long. It's also okay if you want to become a hermit because the whole world seems to be against you, which of course it is. I don't really know what to do about you being nervous and wound up all the time. Television might help, but it's hard to be touched by films on a private channel as the adverts subvert any kind of illusion. Sociologists should really like TV adverts. It also seems to become more difficult to be touched by music, and it's not certain if this is due to music or yourself. Maybe it's better to be touched by a hand anyway.
The concept of an old-fashioned pop singer relied on a nice tune and a bunch of catchy lines aimed to be sang along with. There would always be this one moment where a riff, a word or a melody would stand out of the rest. A short moment of truth, fulfillment and glory. Maybe this concept is outdated. Mario links all these stories on different layers, even without music, in less than 2 minutes 30. Andy, a young lad from Cologne who calls himself The Raw, is producing electronic tracks. I like his remix Autumn Feeling because it evokes a certain prevailing mood. Thank you.
Okej. Du kommer till Juditas telefonsvarare. Lämna ett meddelande.